Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Truth Therapy. I'm your host, Ingrid. And today, okay, first off, before we begin, I just want to give a special shout out to Vic, who made my beat for my podcast. I overlove it, and I definitely recommend you guys to hit him up if you guys need a beat for your podcast or whatever it is. So let's get straight into the episode. Today, I don't have like any specific teaching. Today, we'll just be like checking in. I'm going to be letting you guys know what's going on, how I'm doing. I also will be letting you guys know, you know, three things that I've learned in these past months. So before I start, though, I want to do something different. I, preparing for this episode, I'm just like, God, what am I going to be talking about? Like, I don't know. You know, the first two episodes were about revelations that God has shown me. But to be honest, to let y'all know, to let y'all in on what's been going on in my life in these past few months, I've been running from God. I've been beefing with God. I've just been doing my own thing. I kind of walked away. I mean, I didn't walk away as in like, yeah, I'm finna go to the other side. No, like I walked away like, I'm gonna go on the other side of the room. I know you're on this side of the room, but I'm about to go on the other side of the room. And, you know, like, I'll be back. Because it ain't nowhere else for me to go, honestly. So, I would say in the past week, the past 2 weeks, I've just been trying to get back. Trying to, basically get my relationship back with God and get over myself. And just allowing myself to feel. But we'll get more into that. But before we start, before I go any deeper, I want to read a poem for you guys that I basically wrote in a time where I felt like I was holding my breath. Like literally, like going day to day holding my breath. So, okay. Enough talking, I'm just going to get into it. It's called Can't Breathe. I never knew you could stop breathing for days and weeks at a time until one day I stopped and realized I wasn't breathing. I wasn't breathing. It's like life literally knocked the wind out of my lungs. I didn't even know that what I needed to do was simply breathe. Anxiety, depression, uneasiness, worry, grief. They all decided to tag team me. Instead of breathing, I had already given breath to things that would leave me feeling lifeless. I had nothing to give. Could you imagine God giving people a simple message to tell you to breathe? I couldn't understand why. If I wasn't breathing, I wouldn't still be alive, right? Wrong. You could still be alive but dead on the inside. Gasping from air silently, but your life has gotten so noisy you can barely notice it. With pain moving in to make its permanent residency, you've gotten so comfortable with complacency. Making sure that the pain you feel is kept at bay and the torment will naturally go away. With no breath, there's no life. Because as long as you're not breathing, you're deprived. Deprived from your source. Deprived from thinking straight, deprived from the life that you were intended to live. No life, no fight. Did you know that our lungs are connected to our heart? One not being able to function without the other, working in unison to keep us alive. So a broken heart makes it hard to breathe? Disrupting the blood from flowing to provide the oxygen it needs. The very oxygen that God breathed in us from the beginning. I can't breathe. Better yet, my heart stopped working. making it hard for God's breath to reoxygenate. This pain is choking me. This pain is damaging. I'm waiting to breathe again because if I don't, how could I produce seed again or multiply or be fruitful or walk in dominion? I can't die purposeless. I have to breathe again. I wrote this poem in a time of my life where I felt like I was not breathing. Like, I literally would go to church. I literally would encounter people that would tell me to breathe. And I'm like, what? Like, what do you mean breathe? Like, and as I went on with life, I literally noticed that physically, I don't breathe that much. Like, it's literally like I'm walking around holding my breath because I don't know what's about to happen next. I don't know if I'm gonna get another phone call. I don't know if I'm gonna be surprised again. Like, I just literally don't know what's about to happen next. And honestly, like, these past few months, I just been like holding my breath. And I've had, like, I want to say, I could say months to a year or more, or a little more, because I've had this wall. I built this wall up where I went through so much pain that I did not want to feel anymore. Can you imagine losing 4 people in 1 year? I lost 4 people in 1 year. I lost 3 people in 3 months. I literally had, I barely had time to process all the loss that I've had to go through. And it's like, I lost 2 moms. I lost 2 friends. And it's like, I just couldn't understand. I couldn't make sense of it. And life was just coming hard. Like, y'all, last year, and this is probably going to be the first time that I kind of open up about everything, somewhat about how I felt, what I was feeling, what I was doing. The last 2 deaths, honestly, was my mom and someone, a friend that I was around almost all the time. And they basically passed away a month apart. And I had to deal with that. I had to deal with the emotions of, I lost somebody, and then I lose my mom a month later. It was hard. It was hard. And a year before losing my mom, I lost my godmother. And it's like, to process death for me, processing through death, period, is just something that is really hard for me to do. And it just reached a whole nother level that I wasn't ready for. But I can't say that God didn't warn me that something big was about to happen. But after losing my mom, like, I feel like my life went downhill. I felt like purpose went downhill. I felt like everything that I had left of me, I left in the hospital that day when I had to watch my mom literally lose her last breath. And it's been hard. It's been hard, y'all. It's been really, 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 really hard. Like, I would be lying if I was to tell y'all, like, yeah, just hold on to God. You gonna make it. And that is true. That is actually true. But also, there are days where you don't want to hold on to God, where you have questions, where you have overwhelming emotions that you have to process through. And you can't do it by yourself. Like, you have to do it with God. But I got into spaces where it's just like, I don't want to talk right now. Like, I don't want to talk, God. I don't want to see a verse. I don't want to see a scripture. I don't want to have nothing to do with you right now. I'm not going on the other side, though. But I'm going to sit in this corner. I'm going on the other side of the room and sit in my corner and, like, do me. Because I feel like you hurt me. I feel like, why me? Like, why me? Why now? And why it had to happen like that? So, those are basically the emotions that I had to go through. Months of just avoiding God to hearing something that penetrates my soul. And it's like, I heard something. I remember it was like the end of the year. And this has to be like right before October. Because the month after, like, losing my mom, like, I got off social media. I wasn't really talking to a lot of people. I really had isolated myself. And I had really planned to do that for however long that I could do it. But I heard somebody say, what good is it? What good are you if you remain hidden? And I don't know why that hit me so hard, but it did hit me. And I also, while I was going through it, my friends was going through it. And I was getting phone calls from people that, you know, like, we're going through it. And it's just like, yeah, I'm going through my own thing. Yeah, like, I'm going through the greatest heart, the biggest pain ever that I have to face. But at the same time, people were going through it too. So I could have stayed in. I could have hidden. I could have hid. I could have never came out of my shell. Like, I could have really just stayed in my bubble and not come out until God knows when. But I knew, like I knew, that I still had purpose. But because I had lost so great, I didn't want nothing to do with purpose. I felt like my mom was my purpose. I felt like my purpose was connected to my mom. So me losing her, it just felt like, you know, like, what am I doing this for? Like, I lost a sense of purpose. I lost a sense of meaning for what God still had me to do. And it's like, this, I've been like on a emotional roller coaster. Like, I'm okay, God, I'm coming back. Okay, God, I need a second. I need a break. Okay, God, I'm coming back again, because it's me doing this by myself is clearly not working. Okay, God, it just hit 1 year and it just hit me again. Everything just hit me again for the first time. So I ain't rocking with you right now. So I'm going to need me a minute. I'm going to need a break. And I'm going to holler at you. And I feel like that's what I ended off in these past few months. But going through this emotional roller coaster and going through these thoughts, going through the questions, going through those moments where I had nothing to say to God, all I had was tears, to me not having no tears, me not having no emotions, me having my wall all the way up because I didn't want to feel no more, to now, God, all right, I'm letting it. I went far. I'm at this point, I'm going backwards. Like, I'm going backwards. And, you know, like, I need to tighten up. Like, that's where I was recently. And so now, I'm just trying to get back, because I can't do it by myself. I can't do it by myself. The time don't stop. The world don't stop for no second. I still got purpose. And I just want to touch on that a little bit, because after some time, after some months of going through my emotions by myself, I did have people around. Like, shout out to everybody that really helped me down during this time. Like, I really appreciate you guys, and I probably wouldn't have made it without you guys. So I appreciate everybody that was in my corner, that was checking on me, that was texting me, that was calling me, that was simply just here. Like, my friend T was just here at my house. Sometimes I ain't have nothing to say, and she really was here with us. And I just appreciate people that came to visit, my friends that came to visit me, my friends that took me out. Shout out to y'all. But after a few months, it got too much for me. Like, I felt like I was about to lose it. Like, I felt like I was close to losing it. So I made the decision to go to therapy. I felt like I needed help. Like, I need help. I need somewhere where I could release. And I tell people this all the time. Like, you have people around you. Yes, people, you know, you have people around you that love you, that want to be there for you. But sometimes, because the people around you may not relate exactly to what you're going through, or can handle what you're going through, or you just simply don't want to be a burden to the people around you, you need a safe space to speak about your emotions. And that's where I was. I felt like it was time, and I went through three therapists. Well, I went through two before I found my third therapist, which was the one that I chose. And she made me realize that my purpose was attached to my mom, and that's why life felt so meaningless. And, like, I had to find meaning again in life. But something that she said to me that I would never, ever forget. And she told me that she asked me a question. She said, do you feel like life is meaningless or life is too purposeful? And I'll probably be here all day explaining or just going through everything that we were talking about. But it's like, I would be lying to y'all if I told y'all that even though I was going through the toughest time of my life, that I didn't know that there was still purpose behind everything that was going on. That I didn't know that I still had an assignment on this earth. And that I didn't know that the real truth behind my greatest loss. I knew the truth, but I was choosing a lie. I knew that my mom, I knew that my people went to heaven. Like, I knew that for a fact, like, no question about it. I knew that what had happened, it's better for them to be in heaven than here. That even though I want them here so bad, it wasn't what God wanted or them. I knew my mom was ready to go. I knew she was in pain. Like, I knew that not only did God take her, but she was ready to go. And so I knew that. But I was choosing to stick to why did this have to happen to me? I would rather this person here. I would rather my mom here. I would rather Hindi here. I would rather Jody here. I would rather my godmom be here. And I was just stuck on my emotions, and it kind of, you know, like, sounded selfish, you know, like, even though they were gone, I wanted them here, knowing that this ain't the best place. It's not better than heaven. Honestly, realistically speaking, they're in a better place than I am. But I clung on to my hurt. I clung on to the fact that, oh, God is always taking from me. I'm not gaining much in this world. God is always taking from me. That's how I felt. I felt like, God, you always taking something from me. I could never have nothing. But the reality is, we all, like, death is a part of life. And it's like, it's something that we have to deal with. And it's still something that hasn't settled in my spirit. It's not something that I'm happy about. But it's something that I have to accept. And to look at the side that God wants me to see, and to cling on to that instead of clinging on to what my emotions tell me, what the voice in my head is telling me. Like, this grieving process, this whole process has not been easy, honestly. Like, if I could be real, it's still hard. It's days where I feel like I don't know how I'm gonna make it. I don't know how to push through. And one of the points that I have, one of the three things that I could tell y'all that I learned in this past few months, is what it really meant to live day by day. I literally got to a point where I wasn't worrying about tomorrow. I couldn't. Like, I felt like my mind couldn't go that far. I felt like it was too much. Like, I felt like each day that I was going into, each day that I was in, honestly, was enough for me. And that's all I could worry about. Not knowing, not remembering, because I do know this scripture, but not keeping in mind that God tells us to not worry about tomorrow, that tomorrow has its own troubles. It says in the scripture in Matthew 6 verse 34, it says, so don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring its own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today. That's how I started living. I had to live like that because life got too much. It's crazy how circumstances can push you into how God intended us to live. And I used to say to people, like, they'll be like, oh, how you doing? And I'd be like, oh, I'm taking it one day at a time. Just one day at a time. I felt like this time, though, I was really taking it one day at a time. Like, I really knew what it meant to live on a day-to-day basis. And I see why. I see why God intend us to live day-to-day. Sometimes us worrying about today, tomorrow, the next week, the next year, the next 5 years, you get overwhelmed, you lose God. And yes, you have to have vision. You have to have vision. But sometimes we get lost in the future. And so that's how I started living. I started living day by day. I ain't had no choice. I couldn't take more than I could bear at that point. But honestly, I was also living without God. I put God to the side. I set God to the side. I said, I'm gonna holler at you. And I went by my business. I started doing things that I wanted to do. I started even doing old things. Hurt people. That was me last year. I thought I could hurt God. It sounds crazy to even say out loud. And I don't know how y'all probably making faces. I don't know, but I wanted to, I felt like, God, you gotta, you know what? Like, I'm gonna do this and it's gonna hurt you. I didn't say it verbatim. Like, that's not what I was thinking, but that's how I was moving. Like, I'm gonna resort to what I used to do that I'm not supposed to do no more. I'm gonna do it. Not knowing, you can't hurt God. It's nothing that you could do. Like, you really hurting yourself at the end of the day. But man, like, living, going through life without God is crazy. It's just a crazy thing to do. And again, I pushed God to the side. I said, you know what? Like, I need a break. I need a break from the God things. I need a break. And it started to spill out to, I'm going to take a break from church. I'm going to take a break from reading the Bible. I'm going to take a break from praying. I'm going to take a break. I'm taking a personal leave. And I'm going to be back. I'm not going to go on the other side, because the other side is whack. The other side ain't me. But I'm just not going to be, like, we just not going to be buddies right now. Like, I'm going to take a pause on our relationship. I'm going to take a pause on talking to you. I'm going to take a pause on spending time with you. And all that did for me was deprived me of a lot of things like purpose, a sense of meaning. It deprived me of vision. It deprived me of clarity. It deprived me of the presence of God. It deprived me of my word. It deprived me of just a whole lot of things. It deprived me from experiencing God in new ways. It deprived me from a lot of things. Like, I was really going back to things that I ain't never think, like, nah, I'm good, I've grown. I went back, though. I went back because I was hurt. And I felt like, you know what? Like, since I'm hurt right now, I'm finna just do me. Like, I'm gonna do what I wanna do. Like, I'm gonna act bad. So, I had a rebellious stage. It was crazy. I came back to God. Did a little more rebelling. Came back. Rebelled again. Really, like, threw up the deuces. Like, I'ma come back later. And without God, the second point is, without God, I truly am nothing. I don't function the same. I felt like my mental space was crazy. I felt like peace was not around me. I felt like lost. I felt empty. It got to a point where I got so hardened. Like, a lot of things ain't move me no more. And I'm like a understanding, compassionate person. It's like, yeah, that don't move me. Like, it would have moved me, but that don't move me. Tears stopped coming from my eyes. I got angry. Instead of weeping, I was angry. I was lashing out through my actions until it got to a point where it's just like, I can't do this no more. This ain't doing nothing for me. It's not helping me grow. I'm stagnant. I'm not moving. As a matter of fact, life is a big question mark. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just here. Like, I started to just exist. Like, I go on through my day. I go to work. But I'm not functioning the same. I'm not functioning with excellence. I'm not functioning at my best. People asking me, what's up? Like, you've been tripping. And I was living life without God. Even my gifts, like, God gave me my gifts. God gave me my talents. And he has already shown me this before even all of this happened. He showed me this, like, you can't do this without me. If you want to walk away from me, see how far you get. And I don't get very far. So here I am back again, just trying to get it right. And it be like that sometimes. It be like that where you fall off and you get back on. And I say, and I be telling people, like, yeah, you might fall off, but really what's important is you getting back up. That's what's really important. Falling off is inevitable sometimes. Life might hit you so hard, like, you on the ground. You on the ground kicking and screaming. I miss kicking and screaming. That's me. Miss Runner, Miss Track Star, that's me. But I don't get very far. I don't get very far. And in the scripture, it's the scripture in the Bible that says, that he is the branch. That we are the branch and he is the vine. Apart from him, we can't do nothing. And I'll just read the verse for you. In John 15 verse 5, it says, "Yes, I am the vine. You are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." And that's facts. It's truth. It's true. Just see how far you get. You don't get very far. When you're called and when you're chosen to God, when you're walking with God, when you make that decision, you don't get very far without him. And that's just what it is. Now, with that came, if I'm without God, I'm deprived of our relationship. I don't have a relationship with God. I don't have a relationship with God. And something that I learned with just losing my mom, it showed what my relationship with God was. I was mad because I ain't get my way. I was mad because what I wanted, how I wanted to see it happen, didn't happen in that way. But it happened. I wanted my mom to be pain-free. I wanted my mom to have a better life. She has that, but it's not in my way. So I was mad. I was mad. I was big mad. But it showed me, and I was speaking to my spiritual father, and he was one day was talking on the phone. He checked me, and I didn't have nothing to say. But the real was, my relationship with God was kind of built off of what he does for me. And that's why I was complaining about him always taking from me. So it's like, what is your relationship built on? Is your relationship built on you gaining Jesus? Or is your relationship built on, if God come through, I'm still rocking with him. If he don't come through, I'm not rocking with him no more. That's where I was at. That tested my relationship with God. And my relationship with him shouldn't be based off of what I want him to do or expect him to do for me. But just really receiving him, trusting him, embracing him, having true intimacy with him, believing in him and loving him. That's what our relationship should be about. And it came a point in this time where I'm like, dang, God, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I don't trust you. And I was asking, like, if somebody asked me, what do you need prayer for? And it's just like, trust God. I did not trust God. I don't really trust people. I don't trust people like that. That's just how I am. And I know I need to change that, but that's how I was with God. My trust, it went to negative. If I ain't have much, it went to negative. So it's like, God, I need to learn to trust you. Trust that you don't mean to hurt me. Trust that you still are here. Trust that you ain't never leave me. You was always there with me. Trusting that he was waiting on me even when I left. Trusting that he would never leave nor forsake me, even though I might, even though we do. So it's like, now I gotta check my relationship with God. Now I gotta, I knew that I was starting back at ground zero, but I didn't know how to do it. Because I was so stuck on how our relationship was, how it used to be, how we used to be. And so starting back, not even starting back at ground zero, but starting fresh, picking back up from where we left off, but starting our relationship on a new foot, learning more about God. I didn't know how to do that. It felt weird. It felt fake. It felt fake, really. And so now I have to move forward in our relationship and learn him as my father, learn him as a friend, learn him more, because our relationship got to be solid. Because if I go through something crazy, if I go through something tragic, I gotta still trust him. I gotta still be in his corner. And I don't think God don't be angry at us for walking away. He just really be anticipating us coming back. And so right now I'm building my relationship back up with God, and I'm learning again. I'm learning more deeper things, and it feels good. It feels good to come back home. It feels good to come back home, y'all. Because this world ain't got nothing for me. The reality is, the truth is, the world ain't got nothing for me. What I need, I have to go to God. I have to. And that's just what it is. And so I will leave you guys with this last scripture. In John 1 verse 12. This is in the TBT version. It says, but those who embraced him and took hold of his name, he gave authority to become the children of God. I have the authority to continue to be the child of God, because that's what I am. It's what I am. Yes, I walked away. Yes, I was mad. Yes, I rebelled. But I asked for forgiveness. I repented. I'm turning from my ways. And I'm seeking him again. And I think that's all that matters to him. And so I just hope that this episode encouraged y'all. I let y'all in onto something so dear to me. Something that I'm still going through. And I just hope that you guys take something from this episode. I thank you guys for rocking with me. I thank you guys for your reviews. I seen them. I'm so appreciative. I thank you guys for every listen. And let's just continue to go through this journey together. And I just encourage anybody out there that's going through probably the biggest pain, the biggest heartbreak, just keep going. Get back up. Keep going. Yeah, you fell off. Yeah, you stopped. Yeah, you walked away. But seek God again. Take baby steps. Yeah, you used to be big into God, Yeah, you used to be praying. Yeah, you used to be reading your word all the time. Yeah, you was on fire. But stop trying to go back to how things used to be. Because there is better for you and God. You can have a better relationship with Him. You can have a better walk. You can have a better fire. You can have a better relationship. Just get back up. Do what you can. Start baby steps. If you used to pray 30 minutes, start with a 5-minute prayer every day until you gain stamina again. If you used to be in your word for an hour, start with 5 minutes. Start with going on the Bible app and reading a plan. That's going to take probably like 10 minutes of your day. Start somewhere. Don't overwhelm yourself with where you are at right now. Start somewhere. He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you to come back. His arms are open. So just go back to your dad. I love y'all. And I'll see you guys on the next episode.